the chairperson of 40th session for Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations Conference, the Director General of FAO, Excellencies, Government Ministers, Heads of Delegation, Distinguished Guests, Ladies and Gentlemen. Bulavinaka and a very good afternoon to you all. On behalf of the Government of Fiji and the Fijian people, we wish to convey our greetings to you all, and it is a wonderful privilege to be here in Rome for this very important event, the 40th session of the FAO conference. Fiji very much values its membership to FAO and want to begin by expressing our sincere appreciation for the support FAO and other member countries have given us over the years, especially the support you are giving Fiji in 2017 as we take on the responsibility as president of COP23. It is critically imperative for all of us that we persuade the world to take urgent action on climate change to mitigate its impact, especially on agriculture and food security. We are therefore delighted to be able to participate in this important event to share our experiences. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, agriculture is the backbone and plays a pivotal role in the development, growth and stability of the Fiji's economy. Primary production in non-cane agriculture contributes around 8.1% to gross domestic product, and even more when we consider all activities generated by agriculture, such as storage, transportation and manufacturing. The sector employs around 65% of the total workforce. The Fiji Agriculture Census in 2009 recorded a total of 64,000 farmers, of which 90% are in the rural areas that relies on agriculture for their employment, income and livelihoods. Therefore, when we fix agriculture, we are actually addressing the livelihood of the rural and grassroots people. Fiji and other small island developing states are amongst the highest at the risk of experiencing the impacts of natural disasters. Climate change is real, and whether we come from the small islands in the Pacific or developed nations, ultimately we cannot escape the impact of climate change. Climate change represents the single greatest threat to the livelihoods, security, social development, and well-being of the world, including Fiji. The world's highest rate of sea level rise are expected in the Pacific, and even under the most optimistic projections will lead to the catastrophic impacts, especially for the region's low-lying atoll nations like Marshall Islands and Tuvalu. Temperatures in the region have been increasing, and if emissions remain at current rates, serious implications will be experienced for agriculture, fisheries, biodiversity, freshwater resources, infrastructure, tourism, health, and of course, agriculture and food security. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, for Fiji, droughts, floods, storms and other disasters triggered by climate change have risen in frequency and severity in the recent past, causing damages to Fiji's agriculture sectors and its developments. The 2014 United Nations World Risk Report ranks Fiji as one of the world's 15th most exposed countries to natural disasters. Tropical cyclone Winston hit Fiji in 2016, resulted in a total damage of US $1.2 billion to Fiji's economy, with US$61 million attributed to the agriculture sector alone. Destructions to houses, infrastructure and loss of vegetation, land erosion, coastal inundation, destruction of coral reefs and seagrass beds, and population of water supplies are all affected, all effects of this cyclone. Around 44 lives were lost. In 1997, in 1998 and 2015, we experienced one of the worst droughts in the history of Fiji. It caused hundreds of millions of dollars of loss in revenue in the agriculture sector, especially on sugar. The western side of Fiji were the worst hit regions, where 90% of the population received food and water rations. Since 2009 to 2016, Fiji has been experiencing prolonged days of heavy rain, where flash floods were experienced especially on low-lying areas and also on major towns and cities. The floods damaged roads, bridges and other infrastructures. It caused the loss of major crops like taro, cassava, ginger, banana, assorted vegetables, fruits and fruit trees which provide livelihood and food security to Fijians. It caused loss of livestock, especially poultry, dairy, beef, pigs and other ruminant livestock. There was loss of lives through landslide and drowning. In 2012, due to prolonged rain, there was an outbreak of animal disease like brucellosis and bovine tuberculosis, which affected our livestock industry, especially on dairy industry. The Fijian government had to import new breeding stocks from Australia and New Zealand to rehabilitate this industry. Again, we have to seek assistance from other developing partners like FAO for the eradication and the management of these diseases. Over those years, again, hundreds of millions of dollars was lost, which had an impact on agriculture development and food security. There were other impacts of climate change I wish to share with you today, like the rising sea levels. Last year, 2016, our government had to reallocate three villages to seawater intrusion has washed the shores at alarming rate. Seawater intrusion have washed out arable land or permanently increased its salinity through storm surges and flash floods, which make land unsuitable for agriculture production. Landslides were experienced on some of the islands and have resulted in severe damage and destruction to agriculture and infrastructure. In the last few years, we were experiencing an increase in number of earthquakes and tsunami warnings. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, because of the important role agriculture plays in the creation of national wealth and population needs for food security, the agriculture sector appears as a highly vulnerable one. The loss on crops, livestock, trees or forests, and also on our ocean resources has long-term consequences on our production, productivity, food security, and also the ability to generate income for livelihood. Recurrent disasters in the same geographical area have led to reduced investment due to the perceived risk of asset losses. Excellencies, again I wish to thank FAO and its member countries for the support for Fiji in the rehabilitation work after major natural disasters. I also wish to thank FAO for supporting us, especially on our presidency of COP23. Excellencies, why I have said that it is only natural, given the part of the world I come from, that we want to see climate action in the Pacific. We have a particular interest in agriculture and food security in our oceans and seas because they are our livelihood. Fiji is looking forward to your continued collaboration, especially in the next biennium and beyond. I want to close with an expression of thanks on behalf of every Fijian for the support, for the companionship and the solidarity of those of you gathered here to seek solutions by working together and to commit to our effort to mitigate and adapt to climate change for food security and sustainable development in agriculture as a whole. Vinakabaklevu, thank you.